You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Let us call out to God right now as you are watching and hearing. Let us call out to the Lord right now. Say, thank you, Father God, for your presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you, Father God, for meeting me on this day in my living room, in my bathroom, in my car, wherever I am in the physical. I thank you, Father God, that you know my location. We thank you, Father God, that you know our location. We thank you, Father God, that your ears are open to us and that your eyes are looking on us and that your heart is towards us as we position ourselves towards you on this day. Father God, we give you glory right now. Father God, we give you praise right now. Father God, we exalt you right now. Father God, we give you our love. We give you our attention. We give you ourselves. We present ourselves unto you a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this right now worship. Ooh, hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for this worship. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Spirit. I need you, Holy Spirit. I need you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, hallelujah, for the invitation to this hour right now, Holy Spirit. You come because of an invitation by God Almighty. Ooh. Can we allow for the Holy Spirit right now? Can we position our minds and our hearts? Can we still slow everything down? Slow it down. Can we get still to this moment? Because we have so much going on, and so it's like so loud and so many distractions, and we're here and we're there and we're everywhere. Amen. Hallelujah. But let us slow down. We're like moving so fast that we can miss the opportunity. We can miss a blessing. We can miss the blessing, which is the Lord in his presence in a blessed spiritual encounter, because we're moving even spiritually. We can be moving and, oh, I got to go here and I got to go there and I got to see. No, slow it down. Somebody say, slow it down. Slow it down. Slow it down. Sometimes you gotta turn down. Nope, all the time. Amen. If somebody's talking to you and the volume is loud, you gotta turn it down. Matter of fact, you gotta press it mute so that you can fully hear and fully attend to that person that is speaking to you. Let's slow it down right now. Please slow it down. Slow it down, because you don't need me. You need Christ. You didn't come here for me. You came here for Jesus. So I slow it down. It's not about what I have to say. It's about what the Holy Spirit is saying, what he's echoing from heaven. That's what we need to hear. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Slow it down. I hear that as a prescription that God is issuing to some of us. Well, slow it down. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. See, I wait for the Holy Spirit. So much do we need the Holy Spirit. Ah! I'm reminded when Jesus said that I go so that the Comforter can come. Our advocate can come. The Holy Spirit can come. Oh, oh, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We still need to slow it down. Getting still to this moment, let us connect with God, with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus. Let us connect in this intimate place. You can be with someone, two in the same room, and still lack intimacy. Why? Because it's a lack of slowing down. We gotta slow it down in our minds. The Bible says that we gotta love the Lord God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind. Slow it down. Whew. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for welcoming me. As we welcome you, as I'm saying this, I pray that you're seeing it, you're declaring that, you're speaking this in your atmosphere. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for welcoming me as I welcome you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us praise. Can we praise right now? Can we praise right now? Can we praise the Lord right now? Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We praise you. We surrender. Look at this position. I surrender. Amen. I surrender to your will. This is also a position I let go. I let go. We let go of what we're holding on to and what we're carrying and what's weighing us down, draining us and smothering us and causing us to feel like we're suffocating and drowning. Oh God, we worship you right now in spirit and in truth. We worship in spirit and in truth as we extend ourselves, open ourselves up to you, become more flexible to you and your ways. Look at this position. This position is us being out of control so that God can be in control. Look at this position. Hallelujah. As we praise right now, as we praise right now, this is a position of trust. Ooh, Shandarabosia. Ooh, I'm reminded. I'm reminded, y'all. What's this position? I'm reminded of the trust fall. A trust fall. Amen. Hallelujah. This position is trust. Come on. You feel like you're falling? You feel like you're in danger? Trust fall into the arms of the Lord right now. I see the arms of God. Trust fall into his arms. Thank you, oh God. As we praise in this moment, and hold this position. The Holy Spirit is, y'all, the Holy Spirit is speaking. Y'all, the Holy Spirit is speaking. He's here. He's here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As we hold this position, as we hold our position, I'm hearing the Lord say, hold your position. Hold your faith position. Hold on to your faith position. Don't let go because it still looks the same. Don't let go because maybe it looks like it's gotten worse. Don't let go because you don't see any movement in the natural. Don't let go. That's the to-do. Don't let go. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Don't let go. Don't let go. That's the to-do. The to-do is don't let go. Okay? Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Somebody say, shut up. Okay, amen. Amen. Welcome to the throne of grace. That's where we are. Welcome to the throne of grace. We're going to praise our way as we open our Bibles. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. I speak in my heavenly language right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I hear you, Lord. I hear you, Lord. I hear you, Lord. I hear you, Lord. Don't let go. Hold firm to this position right here. This position of praise, this position of faith, this position of trust. Amen. Hallelujah. This position right here. It's the position to your breakthrough. This position right here is the position to receive your answer. This position right here is the position of being in line. Somebody say, I'm next. Hebrews 4. We're going to read verses 14 through 16. Somebody say, welcome to the throne of grace. Welcome to the throne of grace. That's where we are. How do you know? Because the Holy Spirit said it. Listen, as the Holy Spirit led me into getting the atmosphere, amen. Get your setting right. Get the setting according to the likings of heaven, amen. And then as soon as everything was set up, I heard the throne of grace. The throne of grace. The Bible says that we are to come boldly to the throne of grace. So on this day, as you are watching and have come in, you have come into the throne of grace. Where am I? I'm at the throne of grace. Mm-hmm. I got to call you back. I'm at the throne. Amen. Somebody said, I'm at the throne. I'm at the throne of grace. Yes, Lord. Yes. 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 Come on. Yes. Yes, Lord, I will trust you. Yes, Lord, I will continue to seek you. Yes, Lord, I will follow your voice. Yes, Lord, I will obey you. Yes, Lord. Yes. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes. You know, we get so much further and get so much done and are able to see the glory of God with our yes, yes, yes. I hear the Lord saying that he's saying yes. I hear the Lord saying he's saying yes to you. Yes, yes. I hear the Lord. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it doesn't matter how hard, yes. How complicated, yes. How dark, yes. He's able, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hebrews. Woo! Yes. Yes. That yes is not standing on our own talents, our own skills. Come on. I don't care. I'm saying yes. Our own qualifications, our own resume. Come on. Our own strength. Nope. Yes, our yes means that we got to stare our weakness in the face and say, yes, yes. Our yes to the Lord means that we got to stare fear in the face to see the omnipotent one. Yes. Yes, our yes to the Lord means that we got to stare what we don't know, can't figure out in the face to see the omniscient one, the all-knowing one. Yes, yes. You know what I just heard? Our yes to God means that we have to stare. It means that we have to stare little, being little, feeling little, looking over, being overlooked and underestimated. Amen. Being in the tail. We got to stare that in the face so that as we say yes from that place, come on, come on, as we say yes from that place, the Almighty God turns it around, amen, and make us the head and make us and exalts. Yes, 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 yes. yes. Our yes to God means our yes to the miracle worker means that we gotta stare the no way in the face. I gotta get in the no way. Oh, there's a no way. There's no way. I just heard there's no way that this can even happen to see all things possible. It's happening. Yes. Come on, what you saying to God? Yes. We gotta say yes to enter into salvation. Yes. Anybody that hasn't said yes, I tell you that in this moment, as you say yes, amen, with your heart in your mouth. Yes. You are saved. Yes. 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 Thank you, God. Woo. Yes. Yes, Lord. I know Hebrews 4. Come on. Hebrews 4. Verse 14, 15, and 16, we're going to read. Yes. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to read out of three different versions of the Bible. Ooh, Shandarabosikia. Thank you, the Holy Spirit. Out of the King James, the NRSV, and then the New Living Translation. Can we? Shall we? Yes. Yes, I just heard the Holy Spirit say, our yes to Jesus. To who? Jesus. To who? Jesus may mean saying no to people. May mean saying no to things. May mean saying no to our own desires. May mean letting some things go. May mean walking away from some stuff. May mean dying to self. To see Jesus' resurrected life. He said he's come that we may have life and life more abundantly. Oh, to see that life. To see that life. We're going to have to die to some things. What do you mean die to some things? Meaning saying bye-bye to our will. To say yes to God's will. Yes. 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 You know what? We about to read, but I want you to know that we can stay in that place. We can stay in this place all day, all night, and simply being in this place. We see God's miracles, signs, and wonders. Simply being in this place, prayers that we haven't articulated, amen, in the natural, answered supernaturally. See, we got to renew our minds. See, we got to renew our minds because God don't need us in the ways that we think, oh, I got to do this and I got to do that and I got to do this and I got to. We need God. Or maybe just I need God. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you. And we thank you for the daily bread, this living word, that as we are about to read it, hear it, consume it. God, we say yes to you. As we read and hear, let it circumcise the foreskins of our hearts. Let it renew our minds and transform us. Let it enter into our life and work a mighty miracle. God, we need you. And we say yes. And we say yes. Oh, Jesus, thank you. I would have started reading by now, but I can't because the Holy Spirit got me. Shut that up, Osea. Okay. You gotta be in spiritual things to understand these things. You gotta be a spiritual mindset to understand this. You have your spiritual eyes on to understand what's happening right now. And we say, I believe that as we're in this place of worship right now, God is entering homes, hearts, minds, situations, relationships, jobs, offices, finances. Come on. I see his hand entering into accounts. Come on. Yeah. I heard earthly accounts. Come on. Yes. All right, y'all. Woo! Yeah! Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Thank you, oh God, for forgiving us our sins, those known and unknown. Yes. See, y'all, I told you we can't just come any kind of way into the word. We can't come any kind of way into the presence, but yet we can come any kind of way. God takes us in all of our filth, but we should be in a position of reverence and respect, not coming any kind of way, but fastening up, straightening up ourselves as we enter into things of God. Come on. Come on. Y'all know, your parents, you can't talk to your parents, and not those who respect their parents and who have parents that don't go for it. You got to straighten up when you enter in your parents' presence. You got to straighten up. Thank you, God. Hebrews 14, chapter 4, 14, 15, and 16. God's healing hearts. God is healing minds. There's a healing grace that is being poured out. God is healing. God is healing. God is healing. God is healing situations. God is healing. Hear the Lord. Receive that if it's for you. God is healing. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible reads, Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Come on, somebody say, I'm at the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Okay, let me read the NRSV. Yes, since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of David. Let us hold fast to our confession, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy. Somebody say, receive mercy. And find grace. Somebody say, find grace. To help in time of need. Who is in a time of need? Who is in a time of need? Let's read the New Living Translation. Yes. So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of David, let us hold firmly to what we believe. Somebody say, hold firmly to what I believe. Remember, I told you, the Holy Spirit told you, not I, the Holy, okay, not I, the Holy, said, this is the position. Hold your position. Okay, well, in the New Living Translation, it says, let us hold firmly to what we believe. Don't let go. Somebody said, don't let go. This high priest, who? Jesus, of ours, understands our weaknesses. Get it? Hear it. He understands our weaknesses. Get it? Hear it. He understands our weaknesses. But even get this, as I hear the Holy Spirit say, he understands your weaknesses. Amen. But he's not bound, and you're not bound by your weaknesses. This is why he understands your weaknesses. This is why he'll say, amen, go in a way and do something that you feel weak in, because he understands. He knows. He also knows what's on the other side. Okay. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do. Yet he did not sin. He understands. He understands better than we even understand our own weakness. He understands better than we want whomever we love to understand. He understands intimately. So let us come boldly. Somebody say boldly. So let us come boldly. Somebody say boldly. So let us come boldly. Somebody say boldly. So let us come boldly. To the throne of our gracious God. There, where? At the throne of grace. There we will receive his mercy. Oh, somebody say thank you for your mercy. Receive your mercy today. Receive your mercy right now. Thank you. Thank you for my mercy. And we will find grace to help us when we need it most. 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 We thank you, Lord God, for being at your throne of grace. You are at the throne of grace. Amen. And as I heard the Holy Spirit say, welcome to the throne of grace. What I then heard was a question. And I was a little bit, y'all, low key, I was a little bit afraid to write it, because I was like, I don't know that answer. Okay, but I heard, what is grace? And so I wrote, what is grace? And I was like, well, what is grace? What is the Holy Spirit about to say? And then immediately I heard God's unmerited favor. Ooh, shut up. Right. Okay, God's unmerited favor. This is a season. Come on, this is a time. As I'm doing this, it's like God coloring you, coloring those empty places with favor. Come on, somebody. Color me on every side. Amen. God's coloring you with favor. Empty places in your heart, empty, hurting places, coloring you with favor. Now, I want to go to a couple of places in the Bible, because it says in the very last verse, he says that as we come boldly, so one, I'm in instruction, okay? One, you're in instruction. Two, we're following the orders. Come boldly, approach the throne of grace boldly. Okay, I'm here, bam. This is there you will receive mercy. It's not maybe. It's not if I feel like it. You come, you receive. Okay? There we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. And I'm reminded of an individual who found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And his name was Noah. So can we just turn really fast to Genesis 6? Amen. Really fast, really fast, and really fast. Noah. In Genesis 6 and 8 says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Right? In a time where the wickedness is at an all-time high. People doing what they want, how they want, when they want, what they feel like it. In verse 5, it says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of thoughts of his heart, talking about man, was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing and fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Why? Why? How? How did Noah find grace? Amen. Well, in chapter 7, verse 5, it says, and Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. When being told to build the ark and the specifics thereof, Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. Hello? Hello? So that tells me, that shows us that Noah was obedient. Noah was at the throne of grace. Where do you find this grace? At the throne. Amen. Noah was in God's face. Noah was doing God's will in the midst of everybody else not doing. Noah wasn't afraid to stand out and be different. Amen. Noah was a lone soldier. Amen. Noah trusted God in the midst of. Noah found grace. Finding grace. Amen, is following instruction, even the, just a simple instruction of believing. God says, you believe, right? Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. There we go. We shall be saved. The Lord, let's look, I want to slow this thing down, so it means that probably we're going to have to pick up next week and continue it. But I want to slow this thing down and look at the instructions and hear the Holy Spirit through the instructions that God gave Noah and what God is speaking to us today. Amen? Because God is still doing miracles, signs, and wonders today. I want us to get that. Because God is still still doing miracles, signs, and wonders today. Let us be at the throne of grace and not busy building our own throne. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In verse 14 of Genesis 6, he tells Noah, he says, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch, right? And he begins giving Noah the specifics. One thing that I'm hearing, even in this moment, is follow the specifics that the Lord is speaking to you. The specifics that even when it doesn't make sense, and even if it doesn't look like, at this time God is saying, build an ark because I'm sending rain. There was never rain to be seen on the earth yet. Noah didn't even know what rain was, except by God telling him. I ain't never seen rain before. Come on. I ain't never heard. There's no one in my family ever did. God's about to have you doing things, going places that you ain't never seen before. You ain't never heard before. Nobody ever experienced before. Why do we have to wait until it comes into the natural and we see it with our eyes for us to believe? Follow the specifics. Just do it. When I saw the make thee an ark of gopher wood. What I heard in the spirit, and the questions I want to pose to you today, is what is God asking you to make? What is God asking you to build? What is God asking you to start? What is God asking you to do? What is God asking you to stop? What is God asking you to change? What is God asking you to believe? What is God asking you to construct? Who is God telling you you are? He said, make, and then rooms. That stood out. And then I heard the Lord say, make room for him. Make room for me. Make room for me in your day. Make room for me at night. Make room for me in your job. Make room for me in your career. Make room for me with that gift that I gave to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, by his grace, is making room for you. He prepareth a table. This is just this scripture. He prepareth a table before you in the presence of your enemies. God's grace is making a table for you and showing you off in front of, before the naysayers, before those who said that didn't even know you, before those who like outright hated on you, before those who were even jealous. God, by his grace, is entering into those complicated situations, those rooms where the strife is happening and where the confusion is. God, by his grace, is entering in and ironing it out and straightening it up. God says that space that you see, that empty, that troubled space, that voided, that stagnant, that nothing, God is filling that with his unmerited favor. God is taking care of that by his unmerited favor. Doesn't matter in what area it is, internal, external. Family, children, finances, job, purpose, don't know what the purpose is, God. Thank you, oh God, for your grace that even in this week, y'all, we got to continue next week. So come back, tune in. Let's keep going to the throne of grace. I'm going to keep coming. They're going to get tired of me. I'm going to keep coming. I'm reminded of the widow woman who in the synoptic gospels who kept going to the unjust judge until she got her answer. I'm gonna keep coming. We can't stop, y'all. Keep coming. They'll keep coming, keep coming. I'm keep coming, keep coming. I'm gonna keep coming to the throne of grace. Why? Because I know I'm going to, why? Because I know. I know I receive mercy. I know I find grace in this place. I find grace in this place. Sometimes it takes you a little bit of time to find your keys, right? Do you give up when you don't find it in that first second? No. Okay, come on. Hello. I know it's here. In fact, you don't leave because you know. I know it's here. So we're coming back and we're going to continue this. We're going to continue this worship. Because I know it's here. Because I know my answer is here at the throne of grace. Because I know my breakthrough is here at the throne of grace. Because I know a fresh anointing is here at the throne of grace. Because I know. And I want to leave with this, that even as God says, come boldly, he's reminding me that the scripture says, come boldly to the throne. You know what that is? Asking for the impossible. You know what that is? Believing for the impossible. All things possible with God. You know what that is? Getting in the face to experience miracles, signs, and wonders spiritually, physically, mentally, financially, emotionally, relationally, professionally. So what we do, y'all, as we leave in this hour, as we leave, but don't leave. As we leave, but don't leave, you get me? As we leave, but don't leave. Come on. As we leave, but don't leave. We say, yes, 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 yes. Listen, may the Lord bless you in this week. I come into agreement with you that whatever you're believing for, know that God is doing it according to his will. You will see, I believe that in the days ahead, him parting and making ways, turning graves into gardens, amen, turning ashes into beauty, turning mourning into a joy. I believe that God is taking the empty and replacing it with abundance. I believe it for you, for me, for we, in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai v'shmerecha, Ya'er Adonai p'nav lecha v'ikoneka, Yisa Adonai p'nav lecha v'yasim lecha shalom. God bless you in this week. God bless you on this day. Believe, amen, and stay at the throne of grace. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify you. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.